Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. And thank you guys for subscribing. We are blessed enough to have an interview with Knott County Jailer Robbie Sloan. How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. And what is your job like? What do you do, like, as a jailer?
We don't have a jail in Knott County, so. We're on call all the time, and when a trooper, a deputy, or Fish and Wildlife, whoever, arrests someone, we go to the meet them wherever they want us to meet them at. Most of the time, it's at the courthouse, at the sheriff's office. We transport them to Perry County. That's where we house all of our inmates, Perry County Jail.
Yeah, how long have you been jailer? You've been 2 or 3 years, right?
This is my third year as jailer. I worked under Ricky Prater for 6 years. I enjoy what I do, bro. You know, if you could help someone, it's worth everything.
Yeah. And how do you think, I know this is a hard question to answer because I don't think anybody has the answer for it, but how do we, like, figure out the drug problem in our area?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think lack of jobs got a lot to do with it. If people had something to occupy their time more with, maybe. But it's just an ongoing problem that's probably always going to be there. I hope we could slow it down. More than we have. I mean,
it
slowed down some, but
it's
an ongoing problem.
Yep. It's definitely a sad situation. Maybe we need, like, more rehabs around here.
Yeah, that would be good. If you could make them stay, most of the time you send them to rehab, they can sign their stuff out, and they go right back home.
Yeah,
they
that's...
come up with a mandatory rehab where they can't get out. They get out there and go straight back to jail. That would be better. But most people that's in jail is just good people that's had a bad day, you know, messed up. Been in the wrong place, wrong time, or whatever. 98% of them, 99% of them are real good people.
Yeah. Do you think, like, first offense, like, say it's like somebody's their first time getting arrested for drugs, do you think they should be automatically sent to rehab instead of going to jail?
It would help, probably. But, you know, that goes back to if they don't want help, they're not going to get help. No matter if you send them to it and make them stay a year. They got to get to the point they want help.
Then they'll help themselves, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what do you love about your job the most?
I like interacting with people, and like I said, you know, I'll get someone a phone call or let their mom or dad know that their child's okay. It's a satisfying feeling.
Yep. I want to thank you for doing the podcast, and I want to thank you for being our jailer, man. And I hope you have a good night, and God bless.
God bless you, man. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you. This has been the interview with Knott County Jailer Robbie Sloan. I want to thank him for doing the interview. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. Y'all have a good night, and God bless.